USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden is expected to meet with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to discuss the debt ceiling, although no time or official date has been set for that meeting.
Speaker Kevin McCarthy immediately pretty much responding on Twitter to that invitation about a meeting at the White House, saying, quote, President Biden, I accept your invitation to sit and discuss a responsible debt ceiling increase to address irresponsible government spending.
Capitol Hill reporter Julie Serkin. Earlier, the president had said he was not going to negotiate with Republicans on raising the debt ceiling. Former President Trump weighing in, warning Republicans not to cut entitlement programs as part of their negotiations to raise the debt ceiling. In a video message, Trump said under no circumstances should Republicans vote to cut a single penny from Medicare or Social Security. He said the cuts should be made in foreign aid, immigration programs, and what he calls climate extremism. Russian use of private military companies in Ukraine is in the financial crosshairs of the Biden administration.
In the White House briefing yesterday, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby showed satellite images of Russian trains leaving North Korea in November with full cargo loads. The intermediary for these arms shipments is the mercenary Wagner Group.
As his military continues to struggle in Ukraine, President Putin is increasingly turning to Wagner.
By designating Wagner as a significant transnational criminal organization, the White House hopes to curtail Russia's efforts in Ukraine. In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
Existing home sales are continuing to drop. The National Association of Realtors says they've hit a 12-year low, dropping another 1.5% in December. High mortgage rates and tight supply kept many buyers on the sidelines. And today marks the 25th anniversary of the Monica Lewinsky-Bill Clinton scandal. That story leaked by the Drudge Report back in 1988, becoming the first major scandal to break in the age of the Internet. Clinton denied any involvement with Lewinsky at first. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The NFL divisional playoffs get underway today. The Jacksonville Jaguars visit the top-seeded Kansas City Chiefs. That game kicks off at 4:30 Eastern time. Then the New York Giants visit the Philadelphia Eagles at 8:15 Eastern. The action resumes Sunday when the Cincinnati Bengals visit the Bills in Buffalo. The Cowboys and 49ers meet in the final game of the weekend Sunday night. Mattress Mack placing a huge bet on the Dallas Cowboys. The retail furniture store owner put down $2 million in cash in favor of the Cowboys. Should they beat the 49ers Sunday, he will pocket $3.5 million in addition to the $2 million he bet. Actor Alec Baldwin still plans to finish his movie Rust, even though he's been charged with involuntary manslaughter for a death on the set. Baldwin and the person in charge of handling guns on the set of the Western were charged last week by a New Mexico prosecutor for allegedly failing to perform safety procedures that could have prevented the accidental death of the film cinematographer. The good news, we're all tired. The bad news, you should exercise anyway.
Should you work out when you're tired? The simple answer, yes. 1 in 3 Americans are sleep deprived. But according to Dr. Phyllis Z, director of the Center for Circadian and Sleep Medicine at Northwestern University's Feinberg School of Medicine in Chicago, it's a perfect cycle. First, there is clear data to show that regular exercise improves sleep quality. Research also shows that if you sleep better, you're more likely to exercise. So, even if you had a bad night's sleep, you should maintain your physical activity.
I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.